Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. We are here to take your calls, 914-338-0164, of course, to also discuss spirituality, psychic phenomena, aliens, and politics. Do you know something I forgot to tell you? I don't know if you know. You know the gymnast Mary Lou Retton?
No, I don't.
You don't know the gymnast Mary Lou Retton? She was like famous in the 80s for winning golds and multiple golds for the American team.
Yeah,
she's
like
4'11".
Mm-hmm.
She actually is not breathing on her own because of pneumonia in the hospital. I mean, she must be in her, I would say mid-50s. I'm fairly young considering. And
her
she is,
was 40 years ago.
Well, she was, but she was a teenager.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but anyway, she's not able to breathe on her own. I was shocked because, you know, she was someone I watched as a little girl. Anyway, so prayers go out to her. She has no insurance either.
Really?
No insurance. You would think someone like that, you know, would be taken care of, considering she won gold medals for the good old US of A, but no health insurance. Anyway, so 914-338-0164 is the call number. I just forgot to mention that to you yesterday, which is why I'm mentioning it on air. You may follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile. I'm sorry, it's not Twitter, it's X. On X, formerly known as Twitter. You may follow us on those sites. We really appreciate your support. And we do have a caller in the queue, 407. It's Michelle from Florida, who has a birthday coming up, 10-17-74. Neil, she's a 30 equals 3. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, I'm sorry.
Hi, can you hear us?
Oh, yeah, I can. I'm sorry. Yeah, hi. Kristen. Hi, Neil. How are you guys doing?
Hi.
Okay. We're living in the world. How are
okay.
you?
Okay. I'm all right. I'm having a birthday next week.
Yes,
and thank you. And I was thinking about my life, and I was thinking about moving forward in my career. And I wanted to know if you guys have any ideas or some suggestions or something for me, because I'm really not sure. I've been thinking about it for a while, but I know, so I teach and I do enjoy teaching, but I'm getting kind of burnt out on it. And I want to change some things.
That was my next question. So I was saying, are you considering a change of career?
Yeah. Yeah. I want to be more behind the scenes.
She's a 30 equals 3.
Oh, yeah.
That's a 12 equals 3 on the transcendent side that you were looking at. She's a 12 equals 3.
She's a 30.
Yeah, she's a 30, but on her transcendent side is 12-3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, Neil's looking over my shoulder at my nose. Sorry about that.
She teaches
English as a second language.
Oh, yeah.
So behind the scenes, Meaning,
yeah, like,
in management?
Like designing the courses.
Okay, designing the courses. Well, that would be a change, but you're still in the same field, which means it's not like you're going out and getting a, you know, starting a new career entirely. It is a new career,
no.
But it's not like it's in the same vein.
Yeah, yeah. So it's something I'm thinking about, or anything else like behind the scenes that I can just kind of take a break, because like I said, I like what I do, but I feel I need a change for many reasons, and I just want to know what you guys think about that. Do you see something? Can you offer me any suggestions?
Well, I think I actually designing courses resonates with me. Hold on. No, Callie. The designing courses resonates. When you said that, that resonated with me as something that could be not only fulfilling, but also more lucrative than what you're doing now. Because I imagine ESL isn't like top dollar type of money that you make. And it's probably,
right,
you would have to do, gather your own students. I mean, do you canvas and get students to join your classes? Do you have to do a lot of advertisement? Is it a lot of footwork to get classes up and running?
Yeah, it is. That's why I was thinking more behind the scenes, not so much. Yeah, and that part's exhausting too, to like get all that going. Yeah.
Right. And so I don't know anything about ESL. I don't really know anything about ESL. So I was picking that up, that you were probably having to do all those things, and that's part of your burnout. So
correct. That is correct.
So that's a validation. In regard to, Neil's going to be with us in here in just a moment. He's just managing.
Sure, no problem.
The children. in regard to designing courses, because you've been in the field for a while, are there resources that you have where you could start to work your way into that type of process? Or is it something
I do jump in? I think there's some things I am going to have to learn. I think I may take a course or two. I don't have time or the energy to do like a whole other degree at all, but I do believe there are some smaller things that I can do and I probably should do. But you know, like designing a course, you have to look at who your people are, what do they need to learn, how can they learn the best, and I think I probably could be very good at that with input from a company or something like that, or looking at their existing materials and telling them ways to make it change to make it better.
Improve them. I mean, obviously for every class, you're not going to be able to design a specific class for everybody that teaches an ESL class. It's like, you know, a course that is going to be somewhat generalized.
Right. But I can also give offered suggestions of things to do with specific kind of learners or challenges that they have in the environment, or maybe specific things targeted towards like a field like hospitality or nursing or something.
Right, exactly. And you have the experience as a teacher that enlightens you more toward what students need that are in specific job type or have specific needs depending on whatever they're doing in their lives, whether it be communicating with the teachers of their children because they're homemakers or they're out in the workforce. I think it's good. You're not on a multiple right now. You're coming up on your 49th birthday, right?
Right. That's correct.
So this is this, I mean, you had a change at the age of 48. You should have.
I don't think I did, but.
Well, I mean, it's small.
It seems like everything's been the same, but. Or maybe it's the changes I'm thinking about this. I don't know.
It can be. I mean, you know, you're still within a year of that change taking place. You're still 48. So you're actually, she is on a multiple of three. So you are on a I was just jumping ahead to 49, but we're not quite there yet. So, I mean, you know, 9-month window, maybe it's a bit delayed, but actually change is taking place because you're thinking about changing jobs. How long have you been thinking about changing jobs or changing career track? A better way to say it.
I've been wanting a change for at least a year.
At least a
but
year.
But I didn't know exactly what.
This qualifies as a change. Okay, Neil, I'm going to hand it over to you.
Well, we might be able to calculate this specifically. So two quick questions. Your major change at the age of 30 was what, Michelle?
30, I got married.
That's
okay.
I got married, and right around that time, I did get a new job. Yeah.
And you got a new job?
They're very close. I started working at a bigger university, and so I was making more money too.
Okay. And how long have you been teaching? How many years?
Oh my gosh. I mean, like real teaching since 2008.
2008.
Like that's with a degree, okay. But I mean, I would qualify that I was teaching before that.
Well, if we go to 2008, 2 and 8 is a 10, which is your month. Okay, so got that going. It's been approximately 15 years that you've been teaching.
Yeah.
In that regard, 3 and 15 factors in 5 times. So you've gone through 5 cycles of your master number. You're well in line with a change right now. And the vibration I'm getting as you're describing what you'd like to do in designing courses, so occupational, vocational preparation, I'm getting a huge plus, about 90%.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? A huge what?
Plus.
Plus, about 90% towards the goal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, 90% towards what I was thinking.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Well, 90% towards accomplishing it right now at the gate.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got a good vibe. Very much resonated.
You got married?
Okay, that's good.
What happened to the marriage? Is it still there?
No.
You broke up?
She's divorced.
How many
years?
Yeah,
no.
How many years do you need?
You could either calculate 2015 or 2012.
So about 12 years you were married.
Yeah.
12 years. So 3 and 12, that's 4. And that's your day, and that's the number in your year. And you have broken up 17, that's an 8, which would involve your teaching. Oh, no, what you're planning to do is according to your destiny. So now you've got to factor in that it's even part of your destiny, that this is part of your programming coming down. Are you currently, Michelle, reading any books? Are you currently reading any books?
I am. I'm in a new book club.
Oh.
Yeah. So there's our
validation.
That's the one single, you only get to hit the bullseye once. That's our one single validation that you're going to accomplish your goals. Okay?
Okay.
And just briefly, what book club is this and what kind of books are you reading and why did you join?
I joined because I was in a different book club, which I really wasn't interested in. And then, like, now it's just on hold. And I just wanted to meet new people. And I found this new book club. And they're people, like, I think maybe about 10 years older than me. But I like how they're doing it because they're meeting up in, like, a bar or restaurant, like Happy Places. And the book I just finished reading, it was about, like, some suspense murder kind of mystery thing. And I liked it. It was good. And the first meeting's this Friday.
Okay. So you mentioned they're about 10 years older. So that 10 now echoes back to us.
To your month.
And, just the fact that we're going to reading books, and you said, I joined a new book club. Well, that's going to be comparable to joining a new job and meeting new people and designing new things. And you're reading fiction right now, suspense, probably standardized. Usually those book clubs, you get the standardized crime things. I mean, the book clubs don't go into classics or anything. They go into popular fiction and that kind of thing. And you talk about it and have a good time. All right. And you're saying you meet up in bars? You meet up in bars?
Like at restaurants. Yeah, it's like a bar restaurant. It's not like a coffee house. It's like a more exciting place to be out. Like you're actually out having a good time versus like a library, you know?
Okay.
It's social.
So so you're talking to me in code. You're talking to me in code. The letter, the word bar numerically is 12.
219.
So 12 is how many years you were married. So you meeting new people and reading new books is synonymous with like your second marriage. It's a deviation of the term, but it still applies. The book symbol coming in is a standard way of saying that you're on track and you're going to be designing courses. And the way you spoke, you had a lot of authority. So I would pursue all the given options as to where you could work, because you're going to land one of them.
Good.
What state do you live in?
Florida.
I live in Florida.
Okay, so lastly, we have another caller. Lastly, where does $60,000 land in terms of above, below, or on your salary?
Currently, $60,000 is above my salary right now.
What's that?
$60,000 is above her salary right now.
It's above.
Right. I make less than that right now.
Okay, so you're going to be making, you could be, well, would $60,000 help you?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Okay, so that's what we're going towards, okay?
And is that in Florida? Because I'd kind of like to actually be remote.
No. You can go anywhere you want.
You mean in remote, working remotely so you can move, be anywhere you want in the world while you're doing
there's no location you need to work. You go wherever you want.
Okay. Okay. All right. So 60,000. That looks good.
Yeah. And then look for the name Ann. Look for the name Ann. A-N-N.
Ann. Okay.
Yeah. Coming up.
And I mean, I'd be open to like traveling with this, like for short little periods of time, like going someplace, giving my opinion as well for like designing these courses or like observing them. Like I'd be okay to that.
We got to go to the next caller, but briefly, you going on lecture tours or discussing this is all part of the process. Is all part of the process of you moving forward. So designing courses, talking to people, lecturing, all of that will be pertinent to your future. See, the things you're worried about now, the details you're going through, don't get distracted with that. All you got to do right now is start to apply for desirable employment, where you want to be, that kind of thing. That's all you need to do right now. The universe will settle where it's going to be. All you got to do is start looking.
Okay. Okay. I think that's great.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, both of you. Have a good day.
You're
bye.
Welcome. You too. Bye. Okay, so we have 630 next and then 518. And I just
Facebook.
Hi. Hi.
How are you?
Oh, it's Dion.
Yeah.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay, thanks. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay,
I'm better.
Yeah. I'll say. So,
we're,
tell us.
Yeah, we're finally getting settled in, and I plan on going to get my my stuff out of storage at the end of the by the end of the month in the next 2 weeks, so I can finally like have all of my stuff in one area, and I'm manifesting that right now, and nothing new on the healthcare or anything yet. That's still in a holding pattern. But
nothing new on what?
Healthcare.
On the healthcare.
On the health. On the healthcare. You meaning
like
your
insurance or whatever? Yes. Nothing new on that yet.
Are you talking about your disability claim? Or are you talking about your Medicaid?
Both of them are in limbo. Right. They're both in limbo.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Why? I don't understand why the Medicaid is in limbo if you're a resident now.
Because they want the official disability paperwork. And I had my disability hearing, and the judge just abruptly said he was going to postpone it. It was just really weird. I don't know. My lawyer had no explanation for it because he was pretty shocked as well. So I don't know. I don't have any reason for that. Like, I don't have any explanation for that.
Okay. So today, what's your question?
Nothing. I just wanted to call and say hi and just check in and just tell you, you know, I'm listening to your show and, you know, just to update you. Just wanted to say hi.
Oh, that's nice for you to check in. You know, I'm sorry about your insurance situation. It's a bummer.
Well, actually,
it's okay.
Actually, you see, your lawyer has no explanation for it just abruptly. That's karma. There's something, you hit a karmic snag in the legal system, which you're accustomed to.
Well, she's been hitting.
So what happens is nothing has to make sense because it's inclined to be magnetized by karma. So whatever went over this judge's mind, you know, maybe there was something consciously he was saying, well, no, I'm not ready or whatever. But the director was karma. You'll probably get Medicaid in maybe about 3 weeks. It seems like the clouds will lift. So don't worry, because it will lift. But, you know, you cannot avoid going through chapters of karma. There's nothing you can do about it. You came into the world with it. But as you can see, you overcome karma. And there are many ways that you do it in terms of it's almost being miraculous, you know, like, wow. So once it comes in, it really comes in strong. So it's like going to a beach where the waves aren't too good, but every once in a while, a set of waves come in on a particular day, and it's fantastic. That's your karma. So I would say maybe as a rough draft, give it about 3 weeks. We'll see what happens. But you're on a roll right
now.
I heard you feeding your dog hot dogs.
That was a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
I don't get a good vibe about that.
No human food for your dog, especially with the kidney disease.
Well, I'm not getting a good vibe about it. That's, you know, whether you like it or not, or it's okay or not okay, I'm just, and Kristen told me that I didn't get a good vibe.
Well, I already told her not to do it, but she had.
It was a corn dog, and it was like I thought he was going to have a treat, you know, with it or whatever, but yeah, I do stupid things like that once in a while where I give them something because I think it's a treat and it's not a good idea.
No, that's a fright. No, there's a treat that dogs have that look like little wieners in a bun, and it's a dog treat. Get that instead.
But human food, no. But there was something else. I don't know. I think there was something else. Is there anything else human you've been feeding him since the hot dog thing?
I mean, I give him chicken, but it's human chicken, but I mix it with his dog food. He does have dog food now, and Neil told me to give him eggs. And I gave him the eggs, and he likes them.
That's okay. That's okay. And chicken is okay if it's like, you know, chicken is okay. If it's not fried.
If you boil it.
Coming from the master chef himself.
You have to boil the chicken. Don't fry it.
It could be baked. The chicken could be baked as long as it's within the chicken and not the skin, because obviously you need oil, to baste it and so on and so
forth.
The
best way for your dog and your dog's age, the best way is to boil it and peel off the skin.
But I mean, she's not much of a cook either. So that's the one thing. It's something about corn dogs. Is he eating corn dogs?
No, I went to the community breakfast and they told me to take some home. And so I'm trying to fit in and be polite and not, you know what I'm saying, and just kind of go along with what's going on over here.
Yeah.
And, I did bring it home and gave it to him. But wait, Neil said I'm on a – it was just one corn dog.
It doesn't matter. Just one corn dog. I mean, first of all, the carbohydrates in a corn dog are way too much for his body to handle. I mean – especially with because of the fact that he's a senior dog and he has kidney disease. Don't feed him junk like that. But God,
okay.
That's what they don't do it. Not just one. I mean, one corn dog is a big, that's big. Corn dogs are small.
Well, their bodies can't process.
Yeah, they can't process.
You know, your dog will get diarrhea and that's not good.
It may not have happened that time, but it's just not good for your dog. It really isn't. What were you going to say, Dion?
Well, just really briefly is that, you know, like how I ran out of my medication over the summer?
Yeah, that's why, yes, I do. And that's why I was concerned about the situation with your Medicaid.
Well, the ADHD medication, that I can definitely, like that one I'm definitely going to renew. But for the other one that I was on, I don't think I need it. I don't know if it's been working with you and Neil or what, but I don't feel like I need the other one.
The antidepressant, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, then don't take it.
Yeah.
The less medication, the better.
Okay.
You know, they say those aren't addictive. They are. I mean, not in the way that, you know, heroin's addictive. Obviously, if you stop taking an antidepressant, it's not going to kill you. I guess, I mean, not necessarily, you don't necessarily die if you stop taking heroin, but you can die. Or a benzodiazepine. But they make you dependent. Your brain's dependent on them, and they're terrible withdrawal symptoms. I don't know how long you've been on the medication, but it sounds like you're doing okay.
Years. But the thing is my point I'm trying to make, which I don't know if I'm doing a very good job, is that since I started working with you and Neil, like, I've been able to control my emotions much better. Like, it's a dramatic difference in how I'm handling situations. Yes, I still have to improve my thinking. Like, the corn dog situation was a poor decision. So I have to think, you know, better, make better decisions. But for the 90% of my day, I'm a much better person now. I just want to let you know and say thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And it's also because you're grounded. I mean, anyone who is not grounded in life and, you know, your situation, you're living out of your car, not knowing when you were going to an apartment, having frustrating communication with the people in charge, you know, miscommunications with what you were supposed to be submitting, all kinds of different things going on. The stress of your dog, that will make someone crazy. So now that you have a a home to live in. You've got food. You've got furnishings. You've got these people supporting you there, it seems like.
Yeah.
So it's a lot, you know, that's a lot easier to, it's a lot easier to be more, less reactive in your environment because you've got that grounding. So hopefully that will help you through this journey through getting your insurance and also, you know, the Medicaid insurance and also through your disability hearing. The only other question is, so are you able to get prescription, your ADHD medication now?
No.
So you're not.
I've been without medication.
Oh boy. Well, maybe that's bad. Maybe it's working better for you. Who knows?
I don't know about that, but I'm not as I don't want to say the words, but it was bad. And so I just want to call and say thank you to Neil and thank you to you, Kristen, for everything that you had done, which was months and months of work for me and Cupid. And, you know, again, just want to let you know how much we appreciate you and are very grateful for you both.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
We really
thank
appreciate
you.
It, Dion. Thank you. Keep us updated.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Say hi to
thank
Cupid.
You.
You too. I will. Bye.
Okay. 518.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
How are you guys doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing, Neil?
Okay.
Great. That's awesome. I'm just calling to see what, you know, what you might pick up for me coming up.
We could pick up your house. We could pick up a meal for you. What's your name?
Oh, I'm sorry. Valerie.
Valerie.
Yeah.
And you're calling from somewhere on the East Coast?
Yes, I am. I'm in New York State, in the city.
New York State.
You say New York and everybody assumes the city.
That you're in Manhattan.
Yeah.
And your birth date, Valerie?
October 12th.
Oh, happy birthday.
Tomorrow.
But we need to which is the year?
Oh, 1969.
Okay.
And I thought you were born in the 60s.
14, 20.
Just
made it. 29, 11, 2. Okay. So you are 54 years old, is that right? Going
tomorrow, yes.
Tomorrow, yeah, I don't want to. Sorry. You're 53.
No, 54, yeah. I mean, either or.
You can be 53 as long as you want.
That's 24 hours.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Well, I always say when you're a certain age, you're allowed to flip the digits. So I'm really 35, you see? No.
Exactly. That's
now
nice.
We flip the digits all the time in numerology.
We do.
Because you've already gone through, 16 cycles?
No.
27 cycles of your master number.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Right. 27 cycles of your master number.
Wow, no wonder I'm so tired. No, I'm just kidding.
27 cycles of your master number. Well, I don't know. Maybe a little bit of background on Valerie, just based on your birth. First of all, you're a master number 2. That's second chakra. And in your month and day, you've got an 11 that's split by a 0. And then the 11 is followed by a 2. I mean, the 10-1 is followed by a 2. So we might assume that there were some issues or problems before you hit the age of 29 in relationship, possibly probably with your family of origin. Any divorces, first of all?
No.
No divorces, okay. Anything?
Well,
any trouble in the family unit when you were growing up?
When you said any divorces, I thought you meant me.
No, any divorces
in
the family.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you act like everybody's parents are divorced. Mine weren't. Neil's weren't. So your parents are divorced.
Oh, yes.
Okay, that's what I was referring to your parents, actually, not you. But
oh, okay.
But it could have been you, too. I mean, you could have been divorced, too, because you're 29-11, too. Most 29-11, too, is if married, you get divorced. But your parents are divorced. Are you not married?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, that's what I was getting.
We won't probe too deeply into your personal life, but how old were you when your parents divorced?
Trying to think that far back. 10, 11, 7, 8, 9, 10. I don't know. Somewhere around there. 10, 11, maybe. I don't even know.
10, 11, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's when you had your, that's a division of your card number, 11. So 10, 11, 10, I mean, 11. 10,
See,
11.
Appreciate, you know, you're
born
on the 10th
month,
and between the zero is an 11.
Well, around,
and
surrounding
you're 29,
the
11, too. So all that makes sense. And you're wondering about future. You know, do you want to say something?
No, go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
Say something. You act like you have something to say.
Well, I was talking, but it's okay. Go ahead. I'm going to heat my coffee. Go ahead.
Well.
I'm going to take a coffee break. And then.
Well, thanks a lot, Valerie. Chris and I are getting divorced now.
because she's warming up her coffee? No, I'm just kidding.
Here's what I see. Now, listen very closely, because it may be symbolic.
Okay.
And if it isn't symbolic, it may have something to do with a past event. But this is just on the first page of doing a reading with you. I'm seeing a cruise, like you went on a cruise. So first of all, have you ever been on a cruise?
Like a cruise? No.
No boats?
No, I love boats. But never like a, you know, like go on a vacation cruise. No.
Okay. Just explain your love for boats. Just do that for 20 seconds.
Well, it's mostly the water. I love the water, whether it's the pool, the bathtub, the rain, the ocean. I love the water.
Okay. So that's where we're going. Kristen, take over.
Well, I'm not taking over. We can actually share the reading.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone around you that's an artist? I'm getting art as a theme. Artist.
No.
Nobody.
No.
Art.
No.
No artists.
Well,
creative arts, nothing.
No. But it could be a paint, you know, you could have a painting in your house or something to do with the ocean. There might be something along that line that Kristen's picking up on. But your love of water, when we talk about your future, there seems to be something to do with some aspect of water in your future. Now,
you'll be drowning.
No, wait, do you?
Actually,
Nicole, actually what?
I was going to say, well, I always tell my family when it's my time to go from this life, on my last breath, I want to be put in a boat and pushed out into the ocean.
Well, that's
oh, my God, there's your cruise.
Yeah,
but they say, I mean, they can't do it legally, obviously, but that's how I said I want to go.
But it doesn't, you see, the reason you said that, let's just look at a book. Let's get an old book out of the shelf for a minute, Past Life. You don't have to believe it. I believe you were on a cruise in a past life, and that cruise went down the sea. The boat capsized. The boat went under. Now, your life in that time zone was very, very gay, meaning
happy.
You know, it was like they were doing the roaring 20s. So there were the flappers, and there was just that whole thing. You're probably too young to know who Dorothy Provine was. Dorothy Provine. She was in a show called The Roaring Twenties. David Janssen starred in it. Dorothy Provine, I think her name is Provine.
Okay.
She was like, you know, the tight dress that had the little flaps in it and would do that dance.
Yes, Dorothy Provine.
Yeah, Dorothy Provine. She would do the jitterbug and stuff like that. Well, you had this past life, Valerie, that was very filled with activity, social activity. There was a little bit of newspaper correspondence in it. So do you have any interest at all in writing or reading?
I hate to read. And someday I would like to write a book, but I don't
know.
Okay, just take that
piece of pie. You want to like to write a book. You mean about your life or what?
Sort of about my life, but it is about others in a situation that I'm in. Yeah.
Others in a situation that you're in.
So is that situation have any darkness
crime.
Around it? Any variety
crime.
Of, you know,
no,
dark
a crime?
Things?
Yeah.
No.
No, I didn't say crime.
I did.
No, I didn't say crime. I said darkness, like domestic trouble, legal trouble.
No.
Well, what do you mean?
Dark.
What do you mean by a situation? Can you share that?
Just suffering with depression.
Okay.
Okay, so that is darkness.
Well, depression sometimes is linked to domestic environment. A lot of times people become depressed because of the way they've been brought up or that kind of thing.
Yeah, which brings me back to my original, where I was going originally, with your family environment. So you had the divorce, which we validated. And
divorced
parents. So in that divorce, I mean, did you suffer tremendously because of it? I mean, obviously divorce makes an impact on children. But by your birth date numbers, it would indicate that there was trauma in that family unit.
I may have suffered back then, but I look at it now and, you know, like all four of my parents are like best of friends. And I'm so glad. And I look at my parents. I always say they were growing up while I was growing up. So I'm so happy it worked out the way it did. I have four great parents.
So that's good. That's good. But we're, you know, talking about your emotional state as a child.
Now, understand you're dealing with psychics. So if you have a desire to one day write a book regarding depression with your friends and that kind of thing, if I were you, I would do it. I wouldn't, you know, spread it over my life and cross over without having done it, because you may have to come back to the earth again to accomplish this goal. You have a desire, Valerie, and that desire may reach deeper into your soul, because the way I'm reading you, it has to do with past lives.
And I just want to interject also that artists and art, that is fifth chakra. So I said creative arts, artist art, writing, fifth chakra. So no, I don't want to do art, but I do want to do a creative project. That's writing a book. So, you know, it's you know, a first base hit. What I said.
You meant like artist painting.
That's what I was first getting, but I was branching off. In my head was writing. I mean, it was there, but I was first going to, you know, art. I was first going to art, but it, you know, morphed into that.
What writing. About bookkeeping or finances? What was your, if
office.
At all, what was your occupation?
She has to have an occupation. She's single.
Wait, what was that?
Your occupation. You're single. You're single. You're not in, you're not married, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay, so
your
how did you support yourself?
I mean, did you ever have to do anything with banking, bookkeeping?
No bookkeeping. No.
Administrative.
More customer service oriented.
Regarding what field, if we may ask?
I guess various. More like phone work.
So that's like administration, sort of administrative.
Well, no, it's like call center type work.
Right, but I mean, you're on a phone.
Would any of this involve people getting their money back or anything to do with merchandise or having
problems?
No, no. Okay, so, we'll get off that track.
So it's sales.
No, not
sales.
No, a little bit different.
Okay.
It is we're deviating from where we need to be. So you have a birthday coming up. If for whatever you're gathering, unless you want to ask us a direct question according to an interest you have, what we're getting right now that seems to have some immediate significant connection is to write this book, because you mentioned I'd like to write a book one day. I don't like to read, but I would like to write a book one day. So go ahead.
I was going to say, I've always said someday I'll write a book that I've never read.
Yeah.
I really don't like to read at all.
That's okay. But the reason you said that, I think, is not only for this lifetime energy, but you're tapping into something past life. You're tapping into something past life. And I think you'll find it's rather amazing if you do this, because you're going to, I predict you'd get very indulged in it. You'll really enjoy it. And something's going to come out of your soul, Valerie, that you didn't even know was there, because the words will flow. And you'll just be like, where is this coming from? And you'll be enjoying it. Like you'll wake up in the morning and want to continue writing, you see. So it will give you some sense of enjoyment. In terms of a companion, do you have a pet, a dog or something?
I have a cat.
Cat.
Oh, I saw a creature around you.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't.
Yeah.
I saw. And is this your loving baby?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you can ask us a specific question. But what we're getting for your birthday is to write this book.
Okay. That's wonderful to know, and I thank you for that. I do have a specific question. I have been looking for a job, and I've applied to several. I've gotten a couple offers, but I sort of passed on those. There's one position I interviewed for a couple weeks ago. The interview went, I think, very well, extremely well. I was told to reach out. Now, they're hiring for several types of the same, I mean, several positions of the same type. So I was told kind of, you know, it's going to take a little bit, hang tight. We're still interviewing for a lot of positions. But if you don't hear from us within a week and a half, reach out to us, which usually they don't tell you to reach out to them, but, you know, it's more like we'll reach out to you. And I have, and a couple times, but I'm not hearing anything. So I don't know if I am getting the position or if I'm not. I know that there's a training class.
But when did you apply for the job? We've got to hurry because we've got one more caller we got to bring in before the show closes. And they've been waiting patiently. So when did you apply for the job?
Oh, I had the interview on the 26th of September.
26th of September, and it is now October 11th. And they said, if we don't call you, call us, but they have not returned your call.
They said, if you don't hear from us within about a week and a half, give us a, call us, but we're also hiring for a bunch of, you know, the same type of position.
And is this in the same field which you're working in now, which is customer service?
It is a customer service-oriented type of position.
Is it a call center position?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Which is?
Let me ask something real quick. I'm trying to gather and accommodate you as quickly as we can. Just say yes or no. Nothing more. Do you have any siblings?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you have two other siblings?
Well, I don't know how to answer that. Two full-blooded siblings.
So that would be. So that's okay.
Yeah.
That's
you have,
right.
You have several siblings, two of
two
which are
full-blooded. That's okay.
That's
correct.
All I need to know.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
So this delay, I suggest you call them again, because you got lost in the history of applicants. And you're just not even, they're not even aware of you right now. So I would
Okay, well, I did call today again, and I didn't hear back from the person that I reached out to.
Well,
don't worry, you will.
It's yeah, I mean, the day is not over.
You will.
And they could call tomorrow.
You will. Anything in the family with premature births or abortions or stillbirths or dying in birth or anything like that?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, well, let's go on the premise of that you have two full-blooded siblings. We don't have time to go into other details. I would wait, and they might just have a position for you at this place. We can't go into any other full detail, but right now, because we don't have time, you can always call us, or you call us for a private, or you can call us next time we have a show, which will be on Friday.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I thank you as well. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Have a great day and happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. And just as a side note, administrative work involves answering phones. So I'm wondering if it's a product support that she offers. I don't know. If I'll talk to her again, maybe she can validate or not validate it. 845. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Hi, my name is Maria. I call from New York. How are you?
Hi.
Remember?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Hi, Maria.
Hi.
51642.
Yes. May 15th.
Yeah, what's the question?
The question?
Yes.
The question is, I want to know if she's still at the insurance, giving money for the kitchen and for the roof.
May 15, 1942. This has been going on for quite some time, this litigation with insurance.
Yeah, 5 months. I mean, they are sick, it was cold. They are sick, but the daughter went to the doctor.
Well, you know, that these companies, they hold off and hold off and hold off. They try to exhaust one another, and then finally they reach a settlement, which I think you're going to get. You haven't gotten it yet, Maria, but this is typical. Insurance companies hold off, and they try to get as much as they can. Finally, they get sick of it.
Or give as little as they can.
Get as much, give as little. They finally just have to write it off and get rid of it. And that's probably what's going to happen here. So we've told you before, since we've known you, you will be going back to Italy. And then we think you're going to get your roof resolved. we'll put out energy that this happens as quickly as possible. The roof situation could still come in October. Let's see.
Yeah.
Oh, no, October, November. October, November, you could have your roof resolved.
Because in Italy, they wanted me to go there. They got a family reunion before the 5th of November. I don't know if I'll be there or not.
Are you going to go to the family reunion? I mean, you have to make plans soon if you plan on flying there. Are you
waiting
on the settlement for the funds to come in order for you to go? Is that the problem?
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, how much do you have a figure in mind as to what you want the settlement to be? Part of the figure I'm seeing is 17,000.
I was seeing 15, but anyway.
So what do you expect to get back? What are you hoping for?
It's the kitchen or something, the roof. It was 17, the roof. At 37, it was for my kitchen.
So 37,000 total.
17
and 20?
My kitchen, 37. 16 is about the roof.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. That's what we're expecting. So that could come in, and your reunion's in November?
You got to get going on the tickets.
Okay. We'll put out energy, Maria, that it comes in by October. You can make your reunion by November. I mean, we're going to go for that goal right now.
Yeah, the 50 minute to go. I'm going to send a gift to you guys. You are very nice. It's still,
right.
The telephone my ring. It's still, I can find the my ring either. I don't know. Everything goes crazy. I don't know.
Well, you know, don't worry. You know, we're seeing good things. We're expecting some good blessing to come to you. So, and I know you've been eager and waiting, and you've had kind of a hard life. So we're going to put out a blessing for you, a blessing
thank
to God, that this
thank
is going to come
God,
in
please.
17 and, what is it,
20?
17 for the roof and 20 for the kitchen.
37 for the kitchen and 17 for the roof.
Wait,
yeah.
How
much for the kitchen?
37. 37.
Oh,
37. 37.
Right.
And
roof. Oh,
37.
That's
$54,000. Which is her nine.
Yeah.
Which is your master number.
That fits. We're okay with that.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, did you ever find your ring?
No, that's why I said, I don't know, that's why I tell everything is a crazy.
Well, I hope that shows up. We'll focus on that too, Maria.
Did she know where she lost it?
Yeah, she lost it in her house,
in her
apartment.
You know, I'm concerned it might be in the bathroom somewhere.
But
I don't know.
In the bedroom.
Yeah.
Bathroom's not a good place for a
bathroom.
Ring.
I don't know if you ever take your ring off when you wash your hands or scrub the toilet.
Yeah.
Or
the
tub.
I'm going to look.
Yeah, go look there.
Thank you.
I'll get you all
of this. I'm going to set that up with you guys.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. God bless you. I love you. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm going to keep it first. I'll call you again. I'll let you know.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye. Okay. Bye. Okay. We are back on the air on Friday. That's right. Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. We have a lot of callers today. Nice to hear from all of our callers, and we hope it's a busy day on Friday as well, so you don't have to hear us talk endlessly. We don't want to bore you with our say a quick quickly.
No, I agree. I don't want to bore anybody.
Well, okay, folks. See you on Friday.